First and foremost, Hugh, a huge congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hugh, a big night in Croke Park last night. Talk to me what this award means to you, and is it something that you've seen coming?
I didn't see it coming, but it's a great award to get. Like, it's the top award in the country, and it only happens like once a year, and it's the first time I've ever come to Donegal, and I was really honoured to get it. It's just, I was nominated by three people within the county. There happened to be three ex-county board members that worked along with me all down the years for the past 30 years, and the three of them nominated me, and then I went to the panel to make the decision after that.
Brilliant stuff indeed. Talk to me about the night itself, Q. I'm sure you were in good company last night. Plenty of GA talk, and no better place to have it than Croke Park.
Exactly. Yeah, there were a couple of hundred at the function we were at, and at my big table, like, there was Danny Dunyan and his wife Marion, and Nick Lacey, who was married to Barry Dunyan, and then my sister-in-law Patricia, and Edel Flynn and her husband, and Anne McKenna, and John was there, and Carolyn Brady from Donegal, then the county chair, Joanne McKenna, and Michelle McKenna. Joanne McKenna and Michelle McKenna were there as well on the night, so we had very good Donegal representation there, and I really appreciated it.
Yeah. Listeners will be aware of the Four Masters team going back. You were part of that club, part of that team, certainly played your part. Talk to me about 1993, Hugh, heavily involved in Donegal GAA, and LGFA became a force back in 1993, and you were certainly no stranger to it at that time.
No, I was approached by a young girl in my own club, Donna Dunyan, who passed away 3 years ago from a brain tumour. As Donna approached me, get involved. The word of wanted to get a team started up on ourselves, and we'd be too happy to do it to help give Danny a hand out, her father Danny. So from there we got involved, and then I got involved in the county board the same year, and it just went on from there for the past 30 years.
Yeah, in terms of ladies of football, how satisfied are you at this moment in time, the structure of ladies Gaelic football and the current state of ladies Gaelic football and Donegal at this moment in time?
Well, sadly, the senior team will go through a transition period at the minute. And they have a good manager in there now, and he will do his best for them. But, he's got a very inexperienced team at the minute. But I've no doubt, given a couple of years, that they will gel well together. We've had an exceptional team there for a number of years. But a lot of those stars have stepped into retirement for some reason or other. And it's a very young team that's there at the minute. But I'd have enough of the structures in Donegal. We've got a great chairperson in Donegal, Joanne McKenna from the Cairndonna Club, and Michelle McKenna from Bonacrana Club. The soldier work those two ladies are doing is unbelievable.
Yeah, obviously a former Ulster Council president and a former ex-Donegal County Board chairperson. You're still involved, Q, culture and language officer. How important is our culture and our language in terms of Gaelic football? And we've seen yesterday the draw for the Comarta Spell in the Gaeltachta.
It'd be very important. That's just like, say you get the Irish interviews at matches and things like that there. It's brilliant to get the thing going. TJ Cahir do so much for ladies football. TJ Cahir have been there for years and years, and they have been the driving force behind ladies football and the country. Now, I have been culture and language officer for a few years, but I'm stepping down now at Congress in March, so there'll be a lady from Leitham taking over. May have fun from Leitham to taking over in March, hopefully.
We mentioned your club, Four Masters. Things is looking good for the Donegal Town club. What would be a good 2025 for Hugh Devenny? Obviously good already getting this award last night, but what would make 2025 for Hugh Devenny?
Well, I would love to see the vocational school one on tomorrow. It would be massive for the club, absolutely massive. Like the dinner dance is on tonight, but I'm sure there'll be none of those lads at the Four Masters dinner dance tonight, where it's on Harvey's Point. But it'll be a massive start to the season, and them lads could win. And, I have full confidence in them because they are a great outfit. And I have no doubt on Celtic Park tomorrow, they'll do Donegal proud.
Hugh Devenny, huge congratulations again, and thank you for joining us on Highland Radio Weekend Sport.
Thank you very much, a pleasure. Thank you.